the sounds of a timber mill, the smell of resin and smoke. Four workers lift logs onto moving tables. The big saw bites into the timber and planks are stacked to one side. This is how one of the most versatile natural products in the world starts being shaped into the great variety of products used by all of us in our daily lives. Wood. Wood from trees. Trees that we in the Caribbean, Indian Ocean and Pacific might find it very hard to live without. Trees that make parts of our houses, our furniture, agricultural implements, fences, gates, boats and canoes. Trees for food. Trees for fuel to cook and keep warm. Trees for life. Where would we be without trees? And yet our forests are disappearing and disappearing fast. So we all need to think how to keep, how to replace, how to conserve sufficient trees. These trees we depend on. That's why for this year's World Food Day, the theme is Trees for Life.
Trees for Life underscores the vital connection between trees and the long-term sustainability of food production systems globally. This theme will emphasize the role of trees as a source of diverse foods and reliable income.
That's Edgardo Valenzuela, Secretary of the Advisory Committee for World Food Day. And not only are trees valuable for the timber they produce and as a source of food and income, they also play a vital part in the world environment, protecting our soils from erosion and our water sources from drying up, and even our atmosphere and climate from changing. Luis Santiago Botero, Chief of the Environment and Energy Programs Coordinating Center at FAO.
Well, I used to travel a lot when I was a forestry department officer, and you would see everywhere in the news the problem of natural hazards provoking damage, and people would say this is caused because of deforestation. And the problem of climate change, this is produced because of deforestation. And the problem of desertification, because degradation of the land vegetation cover in the dry lands. So everywhere you go nowadays, you find a tremendous awareness in the public opinion at large on the questions of environment, and particularly on the tropical forests, the Mediterranean forests, the boreal forests, the importance of trees for life.
But almost everywhere in the region, trees are being cut down. But trees have always been cut down. True. Now, though, we are cutting down trees much faster than new ones can grow, and faster than anyone is planting trees. And this is particularly a problem wherever forest is cleared on steep hillsides, steep slopes where tree cover must be maintained.
Very important to maintain because of the attractiveness of the landscape for touring, but also very important trying to have a management of the vegetation that will provide sufficient income.
That's Luis Santiago Botero again.
And I have seen in islands such as Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago very diversified systems, the so-called home gardens, where you will find in an acre at times 60 different species, horizontally, vertically, very diversified. You have the different fruit trees, you have fodder trees, you have trees providing fuel wood, and you have the animals underneath the tree cover. So these are very diversified systems and that make an optimal use of the land and at the same time maintain the beautiness of the landscape.
Optimal use of land, a challenge which confronts all islands, especially with their limited land space for growing food crops. A typical example may be Dominica, Samoa or Mauritius.
We believe that in Mauritius, in the rural areas, there is a lot of potential where all abandoned land, all backyard gardens, all other types of land which are marginal use for other fruit, for other crops, could very well be put into fruit crop production.
Mr. H. Unmol, Ministry of Agriculture Advisor in Mauritius. Fruit trees not only provide a healthy addition to the diet of the whole family, but also, he says, income from local markets and even overseas markets.
We also have got very good export potential for fruit trees, for fruit crops, so it might be an interesting idea to promote those fruit trees which have got a good export potential. Therefore, it would also be a source of revenue for local farmers.
One of the main advantages of growing trees is that they can be integrated with other crops, another way of making optimum use of land.
By growing fruit trees, it would also mean that we can still grow other fruit crops in between, depending, of course, as I said, on the type of fruit trees that we are going to put in. If you put those fruit trees, you have got very bulky canopy and covers, completely ground cover, there is no shade and there will be no sunlight penetrating inside, and of course you won't be able to grow. But other fruit trees, depending on the geometry of the crop, with many other fruit trees, one can very well have combination of trees with crops. And I think this is also a worldwide trend now to think of what we call the interaction between trees, crops and livestock. In our rural areas, we believe the interaction between crops and trees could be achievable. And in a very sustainable way, we will be able to do it.
This interaction between trees, crops and livestock is now known as agroforestry. And agroforestry is being established in the Pacific Island states also, very successfully. Mr. Maharaja Mutu, Director of Forestry Operations at FAO and Chairman of the World Food Day Committee.
In some cases, when they talk of agroforestry, they talk of fruit and nut and other so-called commercial crop, tree crops, which meet their needs for food and oil. But in the case of Fiji, it was pines and other accepted marketable timbers. But in the case of Western Samoa, again, it is fruit trees, and we are promoting various indigenous crops, multipurpose species, so that their livestock requirements can also be met. At the same time, enrich the soil, and therefore agroforestry crops can also be produced without having to be fertilized artificially.
Choosing the right species for integrating has to take into account not only the growing conditions required by the crop, but also the needs of local marketplace and the need for jobs, says Mr. Mutu.
In Jamaica, for instance, they have the Blue Mountain coffee, and their forest trees are being planted for shade to coffee plantations. And now they have gone in for special teas and also some cocoa. So there is a symbiosis between the forest trees, which produce shade but still do not hinder the production of traditional crops, at the same time yield incomes and jobs. Jobs is a very severe issue in that country because of joblessness in that island country. In the case of Trinidad and Tobago, it is yet further different. There they raise teak, and now they are making furniture and housing components for their own needs, even toying with the idea of organized exports. And they raise it again on the mountains for watershed management control. But there they raise various species in a happy mixture so that the soils are husbanded carefully and watersheds protected. So again, there are diverse experiences even within the Caribbean countries.
Providing jobs for people who might otherwise be making a living cutting down forests. Trees are vital for protecting water catchment areas, vital in any country, but especially so on islands where fresh water is scarce. And not only do trees conserve freshwater resources, they also conserve the fragile hillside soil. Where major deforestation has already taken place, well-managed forestry plantations help to repair the damage. FAO has been involved in many such projects. One example is tree planting in Fiji.
The work that is ongoing in that country is a good model of how to plan the forestry sector. They have created plantations which are sufficient to meet their domestic demand and at the same time be able to export in order to provide income to villagers and to the national exchequer. And in Western Samoa, they are investing sizable resources from their standards for conserving the watersheds. And reforestation is not being done en masse for exports and large scale as in Fiji, but tailored to their needs, their customary rights, on the basis of agroforestry systems, much more so there. case of Cook Islands, they're trying to conserve the natural vegetation and distribute the population pressure vis-a-vis the forest biomass in such a manner that plantations are undertaken only close to the highly dense areas.
So many uses for trees, so much value as food, fodder, fuel wood, and timber. The benefits are easy to see, but the indirect benefits are there too. Preserving water, soil, the microclimate, and even climate on a global scale. Where forests have been destroyed or degraded by alien plants, replanting and replacement with indigenous species is an important task. In Mauritius, for instance.
The native plants in Mauritius are becoming exceedingly rare now, and we are taking appropriate measures to try and save these plants from going extinct. So part of the work is to propagate these plants in nurseries like here, and so as to increase their population, and we keep a very good records of them, so we can return these plants back where seeds were taken from the parent plants, sort of helping nature to make its way back.
That's Ishan Dulu from the Forestry Department in Mauritius. And looking further into the future, he believes that forests and forest plants may have a potential that has yet to be exploited.
Now, the coffea species in Mauritius is the only wild relative of crops that we have in our forest. And I think that's one of the reasons why we should try and conserve wild plants, because they can be used, I think, to improve food and fiber production in the world by using germplasm, wild germplasm, to produce higher yielding plants which are more resistant to pests and diseases for the sake of humanity as a whole.
Humanity as a whole. And FAO hopes that this year, World Food Day, will bring home to everyone the vitally important message that wherever we live, in the Caribbean, Pacific, and the Indian Ocean, as in the rest of the world, trees are for life. Edgardo Valenzuela, Secretary for World Food Day.
This year, we're hoping that we are able to substantially promote tree planting campaigns and reforestation programs. And we hope that at the country level, the National World Food Day committees and focal points and the NGOs that are actively cooperating with them will be able to link up with FAO forestry projects, particularly those projects which have a nursery component, so that seedlings can be provided, particularly at this time of the year when a massive tree planting campaign can be organized. For me, what is important is that people get to value for themselves the importance of being able to care for the environment, for nature, for things natural, if you like. And trees, which symbolize all of this. People, out of their awareness due to this year's World Food Day campaign, take it upon themselves to plant trees and to help conserve and strengthen what we have in nature.